Mark chapter 9, verse 23. It says, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Now, the Bible's filled with examples of this. First of all, we know that Isaac, when he prayed over Jacob and Esau, that he prayed and asked for their blessing. He had the power of God in what he was praying for. Then later, when Jacob prayed over his 12 sons, that he asked for God's blessing on those 12 sons. In Genesis 39, verse 2, it says that everything that Joseph did, he prospered, that God prospered him, that he had God's blessing on his life. In 1 Samuel 18, 14, it says about David that the Lord was with him, that he behaved himself wisely, and the Lord was with him. So, there's those examples. And then there's many more. We have Elijah. Elijah was fed by the ravens, by the brook Cherith, for a year. The ravens flew in every day carrying the meat and bread in their mouth, and they gave it to Elijah day after day after day after day. And then when the brook dried up, Elijah went to the widow's home and demanded there that he be fed. And the widow fed him, and it was her last meal. But then there was another meal and another meal. And for up to 3 years, she was fed, and her son was fed, and Elijah was fed. So they were miracles. And then the son died, and Elijah prayed for him, and he was raised up. And then Elijah went to Mount Carmel and called down fire from heaven and destroyed the 450 prophets of Baal. And then supernaturally, Elijah ran into the city in front of King Ahab and declared a great victory at Mount Carmel. And then at the end of his life, Elijah went to the Jordan River, and he took his mantle and he threw his mantle down on the water, and the water of the Jordan River split. Even nature obeyed the prayer of Elijah. So we have Bible examples of people performing miracles. And then the Bible says that Elisha wanted the same power that Elijah had, and he asked God for a double portion. It's interesting in the Bible, if you read all of Elijah's miracles and all of Elisha's miracles, that there are twice as many miracles performed by Elisha than by Elijah. He got his prayer answered. And then Peter. I want you to turn to Matthew 28. Matthew 28, I'm going to read to you what's commonly called the Great Commission. I want to show you something with Peter here. Matthew 28, verse 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. So Peter is told, go out and win souls, baptize them, and teach them all these things that I have commanded you. So apparently the promise isn't just to Peter. The promise isn't just to Paul. The promise isn't just to certain Bible people. The promise is to, who's Peter supposed to teach? Everybody. Everyone he wins to Christ is to be taught. So I think I'm putting forth the argument that you and I are to have soul-winning power, miraculous power to do things in people's lives. Peter healed the lame man in Acts chapter 3. In Acts chapter 5, it says signs and wonders followed the apostles. And I said before, in Acts chapter 9, Dorcas was raised. Peter raised Dorcas from the dead. Here's the question. How is God's power revealed today? Today, how are we going to see God's power? And I'll ask you this question, or I'll make this statement. Surely, God has not left himself without a witness. If this is the great time, Christ is coming again, we're expecting the rapture of the church, the coming of Christ, surely at this end times, God has not left himself without a witness. And I would say to you, the witness, you and I are the witnesses to an unsaved world. We should be seeing some things happen in our lives, in our church, things should happen. One thing is, we should see sick people who are healed. I know not all are healed. I understand that. I've explained that. But we should see people healed. I am not endorsing a healing service. I'm not endorsing when they have a lot of people come forward and they're slain in the spirit and people are healed. I'm not endorsing that. But I am endorsing being in a person's home or being in an office or being in an altar just with an individual and praying over them and asking God to heal them. God is still in the healing business. God is still able to perform miracles. New Testament Christianity, God answers prayer. New Testament Christianity, God answers prayer. God also judges. I think it's common for us to see God's hand of judgment on people who insist on living in sin. But here's a question. Should God's people be able to meet other people's needs? Remember when the Shunammite woman, when her son died, had a sunstroke, and she dropped everything. She didn't tell her husband. She got on a donkey, and she rode right to Elisha's house. And she said, "My son has died. I need you to come and raise him from the dead." And she wouldn't leave him until Elisha came with her. And Elisha sent a man in front to do it, and he couldn't do it. And finally, Elisha got there, and he prayed over the boy, and the boy was raised from the dead. That is an example of a believer meeting the need of another believer, having their prayer answered. The son was raised from the dead. In Acts 27, when Paul was on the ship, and the ship was in trouble, I want to tell you something. God had a plan for Paul's life. And everybody on that ship was safer because Paul was on it. Everybody on that ship was going to live because Paul was going to live. So God takes individuals and he uses them to meet the needs of other people. Now I'll close with this. God wanted to win the town of Nineveh, the city of Nineveh, to Christ. It was a wicked city, a city that hated Judaism. And he sent Jonah to that city. And Jonah preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says the whole city came to Christ as Savior. If God can win the believers in Nineveh, then God can win the believers in Toledo. When Elijah went up on Mount Carmel and called fire down from heaven and had King Ahab and Jezebel in his power, if God can do that, God can win souls. So we should have some people get healed or that are sick. We should be able to meet the financial need of people that are hungry. And we should be able to win souls to Jesus Christ. To give the gospel of Jesus Christ to folks and have them repent of their sin and come to Jesus Christ as Savior. God did not leave this world without a witness for these last times. You and I must be willing to believe and be willing to step out in faith. I'll tell you what, if you'll step out by faith and expect God to do great things, this whole thing of Christianity can get pretty exciting.